Tonight's shiur, Simon Kuf Ayin Tes, Se'if Beis through Se'if Vav. Se'if Beis. Misha Somech Al Shulchan Acherim. Someone who's eating at someone else's table. He's relying on someone else. Afilu Amar, even if he says, Havlanu Nevarich, let's get the Kaysen bench. Lahavi Hesech Adas, that's not giving up from eating. At Shiyom Balabayas, until the Balabayas says it. It's not considered a distraction from the meal. Because there's no question. If our boss wants to continue to eat and drink with him, then he's going to eat and drink with him. If you're a guest, then you're going to do what the balabas wants. Sharatzion writes in Sifkon Yud Gimel that even if the balabas isn't eating with the guest, but the balabas invited the guest to eat with him, so he's relying on the balabas. And when the balabas says it's done, if he wants to give him more, he's not done yet. So partially he's eating with the balabas. Which Rashi points out, even if he's not eating with the balabas, but he's a guest of the balabas, then he's dependent on the balabas. But if when he said, the guest said, let's get the kaysen bench, he clearly gave up on eating. That even if our boss is going to continue to eat and drink, he's not. He's done. Our boss could eat, boss could drink. I'm not eating and drinking with him. And then he's persuaded and he changes his mind. So he will have to make a new bracha. According to Ben Yonah, that's for drinking. It's for eating and drinking. And certainly if he washed his hands, that's considered a hesech adas. Sivkotan yud aleph at shiyoma balabayas. There's no hesech adas till the balabayas says. V'oz, and once the balabayas says, kol masubin asurin, then everyone at the table can't eat anymore. V'davka kisheshosku v'hiskiyon dvar. Now that's if they're silent and agree to the balabas. Avlim horech taito lecho v'lishtoso. But if the guest has in mind, I'm not done, I'm still eating, I'm still drinking, rashoy, he can continue. Even though the balabayas said, let's get the kaysen bench. It's best if you would let the other guests know that he's not done yet. Because then they'll think he changed his mind and why make another bracha. So in order, if he's in the kiyum, he should let them know, I'm not done yet. You guys can bench, I'll answer along, but I'm not done. So that way, no one is choshed, why is he continuing without making a bracha? Se'if Gimel. Imlo amar havlon univarech v'gam lo noto yodav. If he didn't say, let's get the kaysen bench, and he didn't wash from machorim, misha notel ha-kais levarech, once they pick up the kais to bench, havi hasech adas. That is a display of I'm done eating. That shows I'm finished. Mishta buris of ka'an yud beis, misha notel ha-kais v'chol, once he picks up the kais. V'od, if this is even better, may havlon univarech from let's get the kaysen bench. The kimish not like kois biyado. Once he picks up that kois, afilu besicha asur lehapsik. He can't even talk. Because the kamam is mekuf begimel sevav, like we're learning some mekuf begimel. Sevkan yud gimel havi hesach adas. This is an absolute distraction from the meal. Fidino kintiyos yadayim, similar to washing my machonim. Well, if he's according to this, the das amechab el besif aleph, according to the shulchan aruch and sif aleph, asur shuv bein bachila bein b'shtila kliyama. Everyone would agree in this case, since he has an absolute chadas, he can't eat or drink. Look back and see if beis mishnah bura, we worried about had he washed his hands. Se'if dalet, kisha adam nichnas lebeis chavero, if a person goes to a friend's house, v'yesham chaburus harbei she'oichlam, there's groups of people eating at the friend's house, v'kol echad moshe lakos, each group says, oh, have a glass. Yesh misha oimer, there are those who say, Shmevarach al kolech al barapia gofen. Then he has to make a brach on each kois, he'll make a new barapia gofen each time. Ki b'chol pam hu nimach, because with each kois, he doesn't expect another one, and now that he gets another one, it's like he changed his mind. Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkaton yudalt. Kisha adam nichnas v'chul, when a person goes into someone else's house, Hainusha lo kiru uhu, he was not invited, Lios nikba imahem lishtos kachal mesubim, to sit down and drink with them. He just dropped in. He crashed. He comes to the house. He sees what's going on. It wasn't like he was an invited guest. So he doesn't know if they're going to offer him or not. Sifkan tesvav. harbe. There's a lot of groups. For who din lechibur echas, the halacha won't change even if it's one group. Keshekol echad moshe lekos, when each one offers him a glass. Dal kol kois v'kois havinimlech, for every kois they offer him, for every glass they offer him, it's like a new kois. Kolakame, like we say afterwards. Sefkar tezayin nimlech. He doesn't know if they'll offer him a second cup or a third cup, so he makes a brach on each one. Even if they stretch out their arm and offer a second cup before he finished the first, it doesn't help. The din is still the same. If he has to make a new brach on the second cup, why? Because when he said the brach on the first cup, he didn't know they're going to offer him a second. He didn't know they'll hand him another cup. So therefore, when he gets the second cup, he has to make a new bracha. Now, this is in the generic situation. He walks in, he's not expected, so each time he's offered a glass, he makes a bracha. But if, when he said the first bracha, he had in mind that, you know what, I don't know if they're going to give me more or not. This bracha is for everything. Whatever I get is in this bracha. Then, and circle the bracha kol kos, and it doesn't make a bracha in these subsequent classes. You had no idea if they will or will not give him more. But you could have das, that if they give me more, I want it to include in this bracha. In a place where it's the common practice that they offer many glasses to someone who just walks in to a group of people drinking, then the assumption is, even with one glass, he knows already he'll get more, and he has in mind for whatever they give him. He will not have to make a bracha on each subsequent glass. However, it's best when he says the first bracha, to have in mind specifically. We're saying here, he doesn't have to mind specifically because it's commonplace to get more than one cup, but it doesn't hurt to have in mind specifically that this covers whatever they'll give me. Se'if hey, hakruim bebeis bal habayis le'achol mine peiros. People who are invited guests to the balabos's house, and they're being fed different varieties of fruits. Umevin lehem bezachazeh, and the fruits are brought one after the other. They only make a bracha on the first offering of fruits, and that bracha will go on all the subsequent varieties that are brought out. Since these are invited guests, so even though when they made the original bracha, they didn't have anything specific in mind, it's clear that they have in mind for whatever they're going to be served. Because everyone knows, it's common for the balabas to bring out many different varieties one after the other. For the dam le siftal tanav, this is not like the case in siftal by the wine. For chen le shamas simen kuf samachtes, or the waiter in simen kuf samachtes. She sham einam yoidim sheet lo or there, they have no idea if they'll give them more or not. So we say that their stam das is the bracha goes in what's right in front of them now. Now the people who came to eat fruits and they made a bracha and that covers everything they bring out. And then the mesich das. Then they figure, okay, we're done. They thought there's no more fruits coming. Well, it's still not called hesach das. Because really they depend on the balabas. Therefore, if the balabas brings more afterwards, in Srich and Lech Solavarach, they do not have to make a new bracha, because ultimately it always goes back to the das of the balabais. So the question is like this. If a person is at home, in his own house, so he's the balabais. Well, maybe he's not. Maybe it's the wife's the balabais. And he is like the guest, and the wife calls the shots. So the notes on the side bring that the Eshlavam Buchash says that in a man's house, he is a guest, and his wife calls the shots because she prepared the food. She knows what she's serving. She knows when the meal's over. He doesn't. So the Bigler of Scheinberg held halacha that a balabais depends on his wife's das, Sometimes he doesn't realize that she prepared another course or another dish or dessert. And mistam, his das is whatever the Bala boss brings out. I don't want to upset my wife. So Mela, whatever she brings out is going to be included. So I thought, let's bench. And she said, well, you're not benching yet. There's more food coming. So then his das is bottled to her das. Now, he does bring that there are others who disagree. The fact that the wife prepares the food doesn't give her this status. And if he says, Havla Nevarich, the meal is over. But the Meister of Scheinberg held the halacha to go this way, that she's in charge. Se'iv Vav. Ochel kol maichol velo ochal melach. If a person ate all varieties of food but didn't have salt. Shasa kol mashke lo shasa maim. Where he drank a variety of drinks, beverages, but no water. Bayoim, if it's daytime, yidag menevech hapeh. He has to worry about bad odor from the mouth. Ubalaylo, in the nighttime, he has two things to worry about. Nevech hapeh, there's the odor from the mouth. Ubnei askara, and then there's this illness called askara, peshcholi choneik, is a disease that strangles him. Va'oichel melech achar chila. So if someone does have salt, to be careful after his meal. Lo yoichel bagudol, he should not take with his thumb. Gudol hu etzba hagas, that's the thickest finger. Etzba, the finger we call etzba, the point to the carve the gas is next to the thumb. Amo is the middle finger, ha'orach, the longest finger. Kemitza hu hasam ha'katan, kemitza is the finger closest to the pinky finger. And zeres hu ha'katan, zeres is the small finger. So a person should not take the salt after the meal with the thumb. Dekashe likbor bonim. It's harmful and could bring to the burial of children. For the bezeres, he shouldn't take with the small finger, the kashlanias, because that is harmful and makes him vulnerable for poverty. Velo be'etzba, he should not use the finger next to the thumb, the pointer. The kasha l'shin dalad, it's difficult for shin dalad. There's a star that says the girsu we have is shin dalad, which stands for shvichas damim, which means it makes him vulnerable to murder. But he says others had a girsa shin resh, and they said it referred to shchin ra. It may cause some kind of skin disease. Different luschoyos than what the abbreviation meant. Elabama u kemitza. So how do you take the salt? You take it with the middle finger or the finger next to the pinky finger. But if you look back at Siman Kuf Ayin, remember, we learned there why we're not so particular about eating salt and drinking water after the meal. The Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kanyu Ches explains, Lama Ein Ananog, and why don't we have this practice? It's very dangerous if you don't. Because everything we eat has plenty of salt mixed in already. So you don't have to take a salt supplement afterwards. V'chein kol ha'mashke shlanu, when it comes to our beverages, k'sheichar, like beer, or mei devash, like med gedome, me'ur v'mayim, they're all mixed with water. Alkein ein l'hakpid al zeh, so we don't have to worry about drinking water because there's water in our drinks. We don't have to worry about salt, there's salt in our foods. Mi'ur, however, b'lav hachi ein l'hakpid al zeh. One can argue that even without the salt in our foods and without the water in our drinks, we don't have to be concerned today about these ailments. The idna nishtanu hativon, because nowadays the nature of people have changed, and we're not susceptible to these things the way they were in the time of the Gemara, and the way that is described in this halacha.